Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied unto you from God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Our text for this morning's meditation is taken from the 10th chapter of Luke, beginning with the 17th verse, and reads as follows. And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name. And he said to them, I was watching Satan fall from heaven like lightning. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall injure you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven. Dear friends in Christ, what is the thing that you think about most that's most important to you when you say, I believe in Jesus Christ? Is it how you live your life? Is it how people think you should live your life? Is it wondering, are you good enough to be in the kingdom? Is it trying to do some great thing that you know would be good to show God how much you love him? What thoughts run through your mind when you say, what's most important to me? And then think, as these 70-odd disciples did, when they had a very unusual experience. They went out to prepare people for the coming of Christ and prepare them for the kingdom. And although Christ had told them, I will give you power, they hadn't realized just what kind of power he really was talking about until they got back. And like any one of us, they were tremendously excited that demons, devils, man's arch enemy, were subject to them. And can't you kind of see it? Can't you kind of imagine how it would feel to have the upper hand on the devil? The upper hand. To be able to just simply say, well, I got your number. You're not going to get me. I got this word of God, and I can zap you whenever I please. And that really got to them. They saw people change as demons went out from them. And they came back tremendously excited. And I guess we would too. If any one of us could raise the dead in the name of Christ, those of us who still suffer the grief of the loss of our brother Carl Berenger, we'd do it, wouldn't we? We would use that name of Christ and say, come back. If we could do that. So you can imagine the power and the excitement they had when they saw how God's power worked in them. But Christ says something that seems to almost sound like he's poo-pooing it. As if he's saying, hey, wait a minute, have you thought about this yet? This guy's Satan, yeah, he's real. And the power I gave you, that's real too. But don't get so turned on merely because you can do these things that I empowered you to do. That's not the biggest part of your excitement. And maybe Christ had some other thoughts in mind. I don't really know, but let's assume that he did. Maybe he was thinking of those who didn't do those things, like us. Maybe he was thinking about those who would not cast out devils, who would not be able to do all these great things, no matter how often they would utter the name of Jesus Christ. But he said, don't rejoice in this, that the demons are subject to you. Don't get that turned on about that, but do rejoice in the essential thing, that your names are written in heaven. Do you often think about that? We celebrate Pentecost. We celebrate what the Holy Spirit does. We celebrate how many things he's done. But do we often think about what he's always doing? Do we think about the fact that we cannot really appreciate the hymn we did this morning without understanding what it means? And only God's Spirit will put those words into your heart to say why we rejoice in Christ, even in death. Only God's Spirit can make you joyful when everything around you is falling apart, especially if you just started Greek. No reflection on the professor or the course. But that same Spirit that brought you here is in that class too. It'll see you through. You might think it's not. You might think other courses. You say, Greek is easy. But these other courses, you think I can read all that in 3 weeks? What's the essential thing? Productivity, ritualism, casting out devils, or knowing you are in Christ? Do you think about that enough? Do you think about the fact that when we say, I believe in Jesus Christ, to be the very Son of God, to be our own personal Savior, that He has worked in me through His Spirit, redemption, salvation, and the whole bag. Do you think about that day after day and receive comfort from it, that your name is written in heaven? And if your name is written in heaven, do you have to work for salvation? Or can you thank God that the work is done? And what our life becomes is a big thank you, God. Thank you for doing this for me. And what else can I do to show you how great it is? If we become preoccupied with things, even miracles, if you're going to rejoice only in the miracle and not in the one who enables that miracle, you miss the boat. If your goal is, I want to be somebody great for Christ, I, and not think about the one who is great, the enabler, the one who makes us what we are, the one who enables us to really hold on to the faith, because with our own hands we couldn't. The one who keeps us by His own power in that faith, that we will receive that salvation. If you think about Him, that Holy Trinity, and particularly the Spirit, then we can rejoice in what God has done for us. When you say your prayers, and when you meet any kind of obstacle, do you go back and think about the idea that your name is written in heaven, and you thank God for who you are, where you are, and then think, say, how can I then show my joy in Christ that others too can share the beauty by faith that they too have their names written in heaven? There's so many of us going around wondering how to get happy, how to feel good, how to really be something in Christ, and not realizing you already are. It's not by our deeds that makes us something in Christ, it's by His deed, His work. We hear it a lot, and I guess in all your classes you can quote it, how the professor and how everybody talks about how grace is freely given, how God has done everything for our salvation. But do you make it practical in your daily life when there are problems, and realize that same God with the same grace works in the soup, works when you're trying to study, works at home, works when you almost get hit by a car, works when you're depressed, and your name is still written in heaven when you don't even feel like it ought to be? Because as long as you possess this faith, it is by that faith that we can hold on to that grace that God has given us. He gives us a faith. That faith can receive that which God has already shared for us and made available to us. It's only by that Holy Spirit that gives us that we have any comfort at all. Do you think about that? Your name is written in heaven. It is. You love God. You love His Son. You love the Spirit. You can't even say yes to that according to Scripture unless God has worked on you to give you that revelation and give you that confession. Flesh and blood won't say it. Not by itself. It has to have God's Spirit coming into it and then say, Jesus Christ is Lord. You have that in the Scriptures. You also have what Christ said in this Scripture, rejoice. Not in the big fanfare, not in whether you can or cannot cast out devils, but rejoice that you have been called, gathered, enlightened by God's Spirit, and you are part of that body of Christ, and your names are written in heaven. Now, let's do something with that. Let's show our love by that same Spirit. Let's comfort ourselves by that same Spirit. And let's realize the beauty, the tremendous, unending, infinite beauty of knowing that by faith, by the grace of God, our names are written in heaven, and not only ours, but all those who died in Christ. We can take comfort in that too. May it please Almighty God that by His grace, as we celebrate the ongoing Pentecost, that not just a day, but we celebrate Pentecost all the time, because we always celebrate the Holy Spirit, the Father, and the Son. May it please Him that we will not rejoice in just externalisms, and not rejoice in being just powerful, but rejoice in the power that God has given us and made us in Christ. Rejoice that our names are written in heaven and not on our deeds. Rejoice in what He has turned us into, from filth to pearls, from damned to saved, from dead to alive. May God grant this in the name of Jesus. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus, now and forevermore. Amen.